Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Unleash Muslim Podcast. I'm your host, Alia, the Love Coach. Together, we'll be exploring metaphysical and energetical aspects of spirituality and also tie in the psychological and physical aspects. I invite you to join me with curiosity. I would be sharing a lot of why we do what we do. Let's expand together and embrace our uniqueness and our unity. Welcome to episode 4. I am so excited to share with you today. And today's topic is how to connect with God. Last episode, I did share with you and I was questioning and probing and inviting you to really ask yourself, who's God to you, your own perception of God? And somewhere in there, I did mention I'll be sharing with you how to connect with God. But then I decided that I am going to make this a completely separate episode. And the next episode is going to be about how to pray. These are very basic human concepts that are present in every single religion. But when we don't understand the energy behind it, the psychological reasons behind it, we kind of get lost in the rituals, but don't really benefit from why it exists, why that lifestyle exists, why it's actually part of our life. So today we are going to focus just on how to connect with God. So I'm going to step back and take us to, I believe, second episode, where we're talking about the cause and an effect, and we are going to look at the nature of human. So God is unlimited light. God created divine spark. So that is something of a, I would say, lower vibration than the higher power. And that divine spark, when it comes to lower dimensions, I will say lower dimensions, that would be a better word to use, that becomes higher soul. And when that soul comes to even further lower dimension, becomes incarnated soul. And incarnated soul is what comes into a body and we live and have a human experience. So that is how we are connected with God at any time. Now, there's something very specific between the incarnated soul and our physical body, and that is called spiritual cord. If I am scanning somebody, whether it's me or I am scanning one of my clients when I start working with them, there are a couple of things I scan them for. And the first thing I scan is spiritual cord. So I know how connected this person is to their own soul. They might say, I'm a very spiritual person. We all can feel I'm a very spiritual person. I feel and touch everything. But it makes a huge difference when that energy column is widened or is it's narrow. That means I am not even getting the information from my non-physical part. If I am not getting that, I'm not feeling the connection with God. We all are connected with God energetically at any given time. We can never disconnect because that is our creator. We can never disconnect from God. Even someone who don't believe in a higher power, we cannot disconnect from God. Because it's literally, I cannot show you how to draw here. I draw a lot. That's how I explain to my clients or whenever I'm teaching. But if you can look at, there is a really big ball and then there's a smaller, smaller, smaller ball, but they all are connected with a thread. So at the very end, that thread is connected to your body and it comes all the way, it connects and hooks at your heart energy center. That's why when our heart is closed, because it has been like, you know, we have experienced some kind of emotional, physical, sexual trauma, it's closed up and we are not in trust and faith. When we are in that space, we don't really feel connected with God. We don't really feel connected with our soul. And it's completely normal. It's part of being a human. That is why we do the inner work that we do, so we can really feel that connection. So spiritual cord, I want you to really remember that word. Another piece is pineal gland. Now, if you're talking to somebody who study anatomy and stuff like that, so they will be like, oh, it's just a gland in the brain. But when you step into spiritual communities, pineal gland is everything. It's very, very important. So pineal gland is this tiny gland. It's in the middle of your head somewhere. In spiritual communities, it's also called blue pearl. And what is the most amazing thing about this gland is this is the switch between the physical and the non-physical you. Like a person whose pineal gland is, let's say, activated. I know that's not the right word, but I'm just going to use that word, is activated. That person can connect with your soul. That person can hear the voice of their soul. That person can feel the presence of God on a very different level than a person whose pineal gland is calcified. So that's why it's very important. So what happens when we are born, our pineal gland is, I believe it's more in a fluid state inside. I think I can do an episode just on pineal gland, but I'm going to tell you, find something by Dr. Joe Dispenza. You can just, you know, search it. He is amazing in explaining all the wonderful things about pineal gland. So that is the resource I'm giving you. Go really learn, dig deeper, become aware of it. So you can really, like, you know, connect with this wonderful organ that's within you and does magical things for you. So between 0 to 12 years old, our pineal gland is more of I'm just using all these things just to explain. They might not be the exact terminology. Let's say it's more like a liquidy form, right? It can move around, and you know, we can create this wave. It's literally an antenna within you. It can create the wave, and those waves can travel, that energy can travel, and you can stay connected with your non-physical self. If you look at a child, why they are so different than an adult? They're so different. They're so plugged in. They can listen to their intuition with so much ease. They can really connect with that imagination, that creation with so much ease than we can as an adult. So that is the magic of pineal gland. But what happens when we switch from 11, 12 into 13, pineal gland starts to calcify. So if it's getting calcified, let's say, you know, before it was a liquid, now it's hard solid. Now, if it's hard solid, it's not creating the same kind of frequency wave, or it's not creating the same level of signal. So what happens? Our connection with the soul, the way it was before, gets disconnected. Now, here's a very cool thing that I think is very cool, because I love to geek out on this kind of stuff. In most religion, that age is very important. I know in Islam, 12 is when fasting become mandatory. Fasting is one of the highest form of worship. And that is only for God. No, there's like, no one can take your fasts. They belong only to God. Like that is the kind of investment that you can do for your life, for your afterlife, that stays with you. And in one of the episode, I'll help you understand how fasting is just so amazing. I'm not going to go into that tangent. Otherwise, for next 1 hour, I'll be just talking about that. And then also prayer, it becomes more important that a child that age is praying. When they're little, no, it's okay. They don't have to pray. Some people may be tied to puberty, but it is tied to pineal gland. Now, let's say you're an adult and you don't really feel that connection with your soul, with your higher power, and you're like, okay, I want to activate this pineal gland. What is the way to do it? Meditation. That is the way to do it. And there are specific meditations. I know Dr. Joe Dispenza has some very specific meditations about the pineal gland too. I practice sometimes his meditation, but with pranic healing and being an arhatic yogi, I have my own very specific meditation. And one of them is about pineal gland. And it does magic when that little thing activates, and you can actually, you know, send out the signals. The way you can create your life is just magical. So pineal gland is another thing that we are going to keep in mind. Another thing we're going to keep in mind when it comes to how to connect with God is your own heart. If I am stuck in my head, I can assume all I want that I'm connected with God. But connection with God does not happen from logic, from the ability to think, from our mind. It happens from our heart. It happens from knowing, being, feeling, especially the unconditional love, the energy of love. It happens from there. So sometimes you might have experienced you're praying, and then you finish praying and you can't even remember the whole prayer. You're just stuck in your head. So if I truly want to connect with God, I need to learn how to come into my heart. And heart is a place when we do get, when we do go through, you know, life in general, we do experience trauma. There is an energetical wall that gets created around the heart. And I will be sharing in details about that in one of the future episodes. Again, I can talk about heart because that is the work I do. I can talk about heart for 4 hours, I guess. So it does require me doing a little bit of, again, inner work where I can start coming into my heart and opening my heart. And just to start, you can just put your hand on your physical heart or in the middle of your chest and just breathe from there. Say thank you to your physical heart. That in itself starts to open the energy of it. So it's very important that we have learned or masters how to be present in your heart, or at least we know how we can go there. And then, you know, again, we can come back in our head when we have to analyze and think through things. The other thing that is important is your crown chakra. So spiritual cord comes into the body, like, you know, that thread is coming, and one of the entry point is our crown. So that is in the middle of the head. That is where the energy of the crown is. And if you can look at an energy body of the human, where you can see all these crown chakra, you can see them. Ajna chakra. Chakra is just a word used for center. If you have ever looked at a roundabout, like a roundabout for traffic, or it's called, I think, traffic circle, that's exactly what chakra is. There's so many roads coming, and then everybody goes through that circle to go this road or that road. That center, the traffic circle, is a chakra. And it's very important that it does not get congested. Otherwise, all the roads will get blocked. So let's say now, if I am overthinking, if my habit is to overthink, my crown is going to shrink. It's going to be depleted of energy. I'm not going to feel a connection with God. So I need to do a little bit of work to open the crown. Again, when I learn to quiet down my thoughts, maybe focus on my breath, I just practice deep breathing. My focus is moving to my breath and I'm not stuck in my head. Or maybe I'm focusing on my heart and I'm saying thank you to my heart. My focus is not stuck in my head. My crown starts to become open. It starts to kind of energize. So these are the four things that we are going to keep in mind when we are talking about how to connect with God. So when I want to connect with God, in every religion, because every religion is a way of life, people who practice it, they get all kind of details about how they should, raise their kids. What should they eat? What should they wear? How to get married? How to bury their, dead people? So it's a way of life, how to handle your money. Every religion is a way of life. And built in that way of life is how to connect with God. And usually it's by prayer. It could be by prayer. It could be by meditation. It could be by certain rituals that look like prayer. So it's already built in, but we don't feel the connection with God. It's already there, but we don't really feel it because there are some missing pieces. At some point, maybe as human collectively, we just stop talking about them. We stop passing them on. For example, right now we are not really talking about the technology that we knew in 50s or 60s because technology has advanced a lot. So we're not talking about it. Maybe at some point I was talking about cassette. I told my kid there used to be cassette, but maybe after two generations, they wouldn't even know what cassettes was. So that's what I mean. Maybe at some point we just stop sharing the knowledge of how to connect with God in our own religious education. We maybe as humanity, so this is just my theory. When I try to think about what went wrong, how we got to where we are, when I'm thinking about it, maybe at some point we just became so focused on the ritual that we even forgot why we are doing it. When I used to ask my mom those questions, I used to get in a lot of trouble. So that's why I think we stop asking those questions too. So now, if you truly want to feel a connection with God, it is through your heart. As soon as you put your hand on your heart, something so magical starts to happen in your energy body and in your physical body. There are two energy centers coming together and electromagnetic field is becoming bigger. So that is your hand. That is your heart energy center or chakras. They're coming together. They are expanding. As they are expanding, your heart is sending a signal to your brain. And for those of you who don't know, heart and brain, they have a communication system. And there's a lot of messages going from heart to the brain, controlling the brain, telling the brain what to do. And heart also have some neuron-like cells. For those of you who don't know what neurons are, those are the cells of the brain. And they are different when they are present in the heart. So from that, we know heart does have the ability to think. Heart does have the ability to remember. And from what we know, when a person gets heart transplant, they start to have dreams about the life of the person whose heart it is. And that is just so fascinating. There's I think we are still discovering a lot about the heart as the powerhouse. We do know a good chunk about the mind, the brain. But I think we are really catching up with all the wonderful thing that heart does. If you want to go into a deeper study just about the heart and its energetical field, right now we are so blessed to have HeartMath Institute. They are based in California and they do have certification program. They also have, general public, just knowledge, how to connect with your heart. They have some basic courses that you can take, and they have a lot of tools to activate your heart as well, or become more used to coming into your heart. So as you're connecting with your heart, whether you put your hand or whether you just bring your focus to your heart space, your crown starts to open because your brain, the lower brain is shutting off and the higher brain is becoming activated. if higher brain is becoming activated, your crown is going to start open up. So when the crown is opening, this is what's happening. The spiritual energy is being poured into you all day long. If your crown is not open enough, you cannot really receive it. And it comes through the spiritual cord. You cannot receive it. You're going to feel disconnected. You're going to feel lost. But now that you pause, you put your hand on the heart or middle of the chest, your crown is opening. Lower brain is going to sleep a little bit. And now you can actually feel there's something bigger than me. Connecting with God is beyond logic. It's beyond mind. Your mind can never comprehend it. So don't even try. It cannot comprehend it. This is beyond physical senses. And now you have that connection that you're open to. Connection is always there. Now you're open to it and you can benefit from it. And something that I love to do sometime when I'm feeling, you know, a little bit off balance, I just put my hand on my heart and I close my eyes and I focus my breath on my heart and I feel the divine energy entering to my crown. I feel it in my brain. In that moment, it literally feels like you're one with your creator. I know that does require a lot of work to become one with our creator at a soul level. But in that moment, it really feels like I'm connected. And the interesting thing is, soul always craves that connection. It always craves it. Every single soul craves it. Even the people who don't believe in a higher power, they crave it too. We just find different ways to find that connection. Some of us find it through nature. Some of us find it through just quiet time, sitting with a cup of tea, and it's just me and my thoughts. But actually, in that moment, we're slowing down and we are becoming aware of a different energy around us or presence around us. That is way bigger than us. So that is the connection that we crave. Now let's bring in the pineal gland. Pineal gland is more activated or more readily available for you between 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. So if you look at a lot of religions, they do have night prayers, staying up all night prayers. And if you go to Dr. Joe Dispenza retreat, I have not been the 10-day long. I believe they also do have a nighttime meditation. So what's happening? They're using the power of an open, activated, good signal sending pineal gland, because pineal gland is also tied to our sleep cycle and the sunset and the sunrise. It's tied to our circadian rhythm. And you know, at that time, people all over the world, they don't know they are doing it, but I look at it from this perspective that, you know, we are harnessing the power of pineal gland right now. If you wake up between 1 to 4 a.m. and you put your hand on your heart and you do the exact same thing, we're not even talking about, like, you know, structured prayer. We're just talking about connection with God. You're going to feel that connection so much deeper than you would do it at 2 p.m. or 5 p.m. The reason is pineal gland is more open. And one of the things that I learned being a Muslim is that God is on the lower heavens around that time. Another saying is, if you really want something and you're not waking up and asking around that time, like, you know, it's your loss. It's said kind of like that, because that time is so precious. So what makes it precious? Your pineal gland is more activated. It's right inside of you. That is how we are really, you know, making that energetical connection. It's all within us. Nothing comes from outside. Spiritual cord is within us. Pineal gland is within us. Heart is within us. Our crown chakra is within us. That's how we really connect with the energy that created us. We truly feel the connection. He's always connected with us, and he's omnipresent too. So it's not like, you know, we lost God. No, we lost our connection with God because we are so stuck in our head. That's what happens. Another way I'm going to share with you a couple of things about it, and then I'm going to share with you how you can enhance your spiritual cord, how can you make your crown bigger, how can you activate pineal gland. We'll talk about that. Another way you can enhance your connection with God, and I did mention in the last episode a little bit about it, names of God. So whether you are in a religion where there are specific names and attributes of God, or you're in a religion where, you know, there's no name for God, whatever symbol is for you. For me, I am born Muslim, and for me, when I say Allah, that is Arabic of God, easy. When I say that, it connects with me because it's part of my unconscious mind. That's how I grew up connecting with my creator. So if I see Arabic words written Allah, even though Arabic is not my language, my language is Urdu and Punjabi, when I look at that, my unconscious mind feels different. Because those letters have that essence, that power. When the pen touches the paper and write the word, that energy is in that word now. This is a very very kind of like I'm not gonna say it's a very deep concept, but it is a little bit way out there. So if you're having struggle with what do you mean? Okay, let me help you understand in a different way. Let's say you love someone so much. Let's go back to, like, you know, when we were teenagers, we are in high school, right? You know, our self-esteem is a little low. We are more concerned about what other people think. And let's say you really like a guy. You really like him. And then one day, you just write a note, I love you. You didn't say it. You wrote it on a piece of paper, I love you, and you passed on that note. And then let's say that the person reads it and they write on another piece of note, I love you, and they give it back to you. Your world just became so much brighter. So what's going to happen? You're going to go home. You're going to look at that note 1,000 times. You're going to sleep with that note. Every time you look at that note, you feel the love. So the feeling that person had for you came in the words on paper once the pen hit the paper. I'm talking about that energy. Once I write down on a piece of paper the word Allah in Arabic, it has that energy. When I look at it, I connect with that energy. So this is what I was talking about. Sometimes we have things hanging in our home and we have no idea why we have them. And they're just like any other thing. You might have a cross hanging in your home and it's just become part of your decor. I know that in Muslim homes, mostly you'll find, like, you know, some parts of Quran or some verses in a beautiful calligraphy, and they are more like decoration pieces than something I can connect with. I'm not saying, you know, creating that kind of art is wrong. I'm not saying that. But we want to ask ourselves, why do I have it? What is it doing for me outside of beautifying my wall right now? Why did we even start that? So that's why we started it. So one of the tools that we have available, so I'll talk about, like, you know, for anyone who's Muslim listening to it, 99 names of Allah. Get a poster. with those names, I got so gung-ho about it that I got my own poster made. I got it printed. It has the Arabic word. It has the transliteration. Then it has the translation. So what I do, sometimes I just sit in front of it. Again, remember we talked about last time, who is your God? My mind is going to try to use the logic from the physical world. But God is not the physical world. He has created the physical world. He's way bigger than physical world. So it's a very good practice to just sit in front of those names, and or if you have them in a book, look at them, connect with that energy, and ponder. What does it really mean? How can I take this energy into my day? I usually do that in the morning, and I'm teaching my son to do it too, because I really want him to connect with God and not just keep doing rituals. That is how I'm choosing to raise him. And really connecting with, what does it mean that, you know, he's the protector? What does it really mean? And connecting with the energy of the word. And really looking at it and be like, oh, somebody's protecting me. Somebody's loving me even though I don't see him. Somebody's sending me all the sustenance, that all the things that I asked for, but even though I don't see him. That is another way you can connect with God. And this is what's going to happen when you're going to start looking at those words. Feelings are going to start come to surface. Feeling of awe, feeling of love, feeling of joy. You have already moved from your head to your heart. So your heart is opening, your crown is opening through your spiritual cord. You are receiving that energy and your pineal gland is getting activated. But this is something we do every single day, every single moment. Staying connected with the light and not get too much sucked into our own darkness. Darkness will always be there. It's there. So we have a free will. So we can choose to play with our darkness, or we can choose to focus on our light. It's up to you, up to us. So this is a way that I wanted to share with you. How can you connect with God? But this is how you can make it part of your life. That is what I'll talk about next, because, you know, it is so cool to learn about spiritual cord, pineal gland, heart, crown. How does it become part of your life? So next time when you're praying, come into your heart. And most, and a lot of religion, they already have built in that. That's what fascinates me so much. They already have built in putting their hand on their chest. So for Muslim, they put, like, you know, left hand under, right hand on the top. There are some meditation where you keep the same pose, but you bring it into a circle and you put it close to your navel. There are some religion where we put the both hands together and join the thumb and then stick it in the middle of our chest. But there's some version of connecting the hand and connecting it to our heart. So already what we are doing, we are activating the heart. So next time when you're praying, no matter where you're putting your hand, focus on that point. Instead of thinking about what I'm going to do after the prayer, focus on where my hand is touching me right now. When your focus travels to that place, your heart starts to open, your crown starts to open. Your prayer is going to be much sweeter because you will be present in that moment. And God is present in the now. When I worry about what did I do yesterday, why I didn't do it, there's no light there. That moment is gone. Light is in this moment. So I need to train my mind to stay in this moment. So that is how you can really enjoy, just by bringing your focus onto your heart, you can enjoy that connection much more. If you want to strengthen it, wake up, even if it's once a month, between 1 to 4 a.m. and meditate. If you do pray, then, you know, pray during that time. You'll find that there is something you're connecting with that is so much more available. It's because your pineal gland is more activated. You can even do specific meditations that help with the pineal gland activation. There are some very specific foods that actually cause the calcification. I'm not going to share about it because that's not what this platform is about. You can do that research on your own. Another thing you can do is use frankincense oil. So there are different essential oils. They have different qualities, you can say, based on, because every plant has its own specific vibration. Every chakra, every energy center has its own specific vibration. So frankincense is mostly used for crown chakra. So if you feel like you have hard time feeling your connection with God, and only you would know how that is, get a very high quality frankincense. Highly recommend, don't buy it from just any store. Do your own research. Which one do you want to buy? Generally, a higher quality oil is a little bit more than $10, or you can get something $10. And just put a drop in the middle of your in the middle of your head. That's where the crown is. Another thing you can do, you can get frankincense is a gum. It's a gum from a tree. You can actually get a gum like that gum, and you can burn it like an incense in your home. I think there's a, you'll get a coal and then you'll put that on top. But that is an incense that you can burn, or you can just get already made incense, and you can, as you smell that, your crown starts to open. And for those people who are more sensitive to energy, they can actually feel the opening and the closing. And for example, if I go somewhere, I am very sensitive to energy at this point, I can feel a lot of stuff. And then I act accordingly in my inner world to clear that as well. As you connect with your physical body and your energy body more, what's happening? You're becoming more aware. You're being in the present moment. You're going to learn more about the nuances that we are talking about. So that is something you can do. Another thing is, when you want to experience your connection with God, I know most of us, we prefer to be in our corner, just in our home, not with people. And that is be in a group. Because this is what happens. Let's say if my consciousness is not very high, if my crown is not too open, there could be a person in the crowd, their crown is very open. When we come together as a group, we become one energy. So I can actually benefit from their crown, and I am going to feel a deeper connection with God. And that is the sweetness I think every soul craves for. That's why sometimes it's said in religious sayings that prayer is the food for the soul. The food that we eat is for the body, but the prayer is the food for soul, because the soul craves that connection with God. And when there is soul in your body, and when that soul is in your body and your body's not even aware of or is not experiencing that, that's complete circuit, it starts to feel, you start to feel something uneasy within you. And then you pray and then you calm down. That is why it is, because it's very important for us to build a connection with God. So now, just to wrap it up, however you experience your connection with God, whether it's in nature, whether it's through prayer, whether it's just sitting quietly and talking to God, you can always improve it a little bit every single day. Like I can tell you, in past 6 months, my connection with my creator how much I can feel that power has increased a lot. Do I enjoy it? Absolutely. Do I feel happier? Absolutely. Because the more I am connected and I can feel that connection, the easier it is for me to live with soul consciousness and overcome the body consciousness. What is body consciousness? I don't want to wake up. I don't want to do this. I don't want to go there. I'm feeling lazy. I'm feeling so tired. I'm hungry. I don't want to do this. Like all the hurdles that we experience, or the fears or the worries. But soul says, I am unlimited. I can go anywhere. I can do anything. Okay, today I got less sleep. Tomorrow I'll make up for it. But I can keep going, because my energy is coming from a different dimension, literally. So that is why we connect. And it's so much easier to live the purpose that our soul came here when we do feel the connection with God. Otherwise, we stay mad at God. We feel disconnected. We stay miserable inside of us. While this connection is right here. It's available to us. But we have to focus on our heart. So I am leaving you with two things. Work on opening your crown. You can use frankincense oil. You can also be in a group. Work on opening your heart. Just putting your hand on your heart, breathing from that space helps. And that's how you get to increase your and deeper your connection with God. I hope you have found this episode enlightening. And whatever tools that I shared are going to help you deeper your connection with your Creator. And next time when we talk about how to pray, we'll be building on top of this. So you're going to enjoy that even more. I'm sending you all so much love. If you have found this episode beneficial, please share with others. And I will talk to you later. Love you. Bye.